You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio this morning, we're talking about Comedy Fest. We've got the wonderful Liv Parker here.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so nice to have you in here. And we were just saying off air, it is so nice to be able to properly talk about Comedy Fest again and things that are coming up in the next month that we can just get into a room and laugh with a whole bunch of people, experience some live, strange, cool comedy and performance art. It's going to be a very good time.
I know. I'm so excited. This is my first ever Comedy Fest as well. Ooh. I know. So I'm just so excited to be part of such a fun lineup and... Yeah, I'm really, I can feel everyone's just ready to get out there and be in a space and laugh together, and it's going to be so nice.
Totally. Your show is called Werewolves, Vampires and Harry Styles.
Yes.
Liv, tell us a little bit about it.
Honestly, everything is in the title. It's about my deep love for Twilight, Harry Styles, mainly Harry Styles in his like One Direction era, One Direction,
specifically
2009 era, My World, Justin Bieber.
Incredible.
So it's about all those references, but it's also mainly about my romantic awakening as like a 12-year-old.
I love this.
Going through that now at 27.
That feels like quite the sort of internal journey that you'd have taken to maybe get to this point, Liv.
Yeah.
What was the process for being like, maybe I should make a show about this?
Well, you know, it's always kind of been in my mind, the idea, because I've always been like, I guess, a super fan. I always go in really deep with,
cool.
I'm like, yes, just like very intensely enjoy things.
Good.
You know, go hard or go home. And so I was like, oh yeah, I feel like there's something in this. And then I was down actually in Christchurch over the lockdown periods. And my friend Will Burns hit me up and said, hey, do you want to be part of a scratch night? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, it kind of pushed me into being on the stage and making something I had nothing. And I was like, hey, I'm going to kind of dive into this. And then I did that, and it was such a fun night. And I was like, yeah, I want to make this a show.
That's such a good feeling. I think also we've come to a point in the culture, pop culture, where we can talk about these things in slightly more of an earnest way than maybe we could in the last 10 years.
I agree.
People love to be rude about things that girls love very, very deeply.
I agree.
And I think we can be a bit rude about it, but only in a kind of kindly way, you know, older sibling type way, because we've all been there. I mean, it's such an experience to be a teenage girl.
And I think it's kind of... Okay, so I recently went to Dua Lipa, right? And I've never been like a huge fan, but I was in that crowd and I was like listening to all the bangers and I was like, this is an incredible feeling. Why make fun of... You know, I make fun of myself, but I'm like, I love this feeling. I love being like just so enjoying something so much, having such a sense of pleasure and joy. And she had so many hits that I was like, oh my God, me and my friends, this really took my friends through their breakup. And, you know, they're such... It's wild how these people that we have no idea, you know, they have no idea who we are, they can kind of guide us through very pivotal moments in our life. Also a Twilight as well, you know?
Oh, yeah. So I feel like that's what pop music is for, and also what pop culture does too. And
yes.
Twilight is such a wild franchise.
It's so hectic.
What's it like going back as an adult and reflecting on that? Because I'm going to admit it on the radio, I was a big Twilight kid too. And I think when you go back as an adult, you're like, some of this is absolutely cooked.
It's really problematic. It's a really, really problematic franchise. But hey, look, I'm self-aware enough to admit that. But yeah, it's been interesting. I rewatched all four of the films with my brother and his husband, and that was really fun because I knew that they'll be like, oh gosh, you know. But I was like, hey, and then I also recently rewatched it with my director, Holly Chapel Eason, because she'd never seen it before. And we were like, I got to the point in the room where we were like, you need to see this. And so we watched it together, and I did narrate over the entire thing, being
amazing.
Like, this is really important context. They're vegetarian, even though they drink blood. Or be like, you need to get off your phone because this is a really important part.
I feel like there's a meme that's kind of doing the rounds on the internet at the moment, which is like the bit in Lord of the Rings where he like punches something and breaks his hand, and there's this sort of thing where in real life he broke his hand doing that part of the movie, and everybody's sort of sitting on the couch watching it and like, he really broke his hand. I and I feel like this the sort of teenage girl equivalent is like all the little Twilight trivia moments that come up.
Absolutely. There's this one moment where look, spoiler alert, I mean, if you haven't seen Twilight, I'm judging you. No, I'm not. But so at the end of the film, obviously Bella gets bitten by the evil vampire James, and Edward has to suck all the venom out of her bloodstream to not let her be a vampire. Anyway, it's really emotional. I went to the midnight screening premiere when I was 12. I cried the entire way through, and I really cried in this one scene because in it, so Kristen Stewart delivers a perfect performance, and
10 out of 10.
Robert Pattinson sucking out her blood, and her eyes go cross-eyed, and I was like, oh, this is a great acting choice. I'm taking notes. And then I later found out that it was her contact lens. So it slipped. And they were like, keep it. Keep it.
Keep rolling. This is gold. It feels like this show feels, I think, cathartic maybe in a big way. It feels like letting yourself be proud of being a super nerd, being a super fan about things.
Absolutely.
Has it been a nice process, I guess, working through that?
Yes, it so has been. I think through this process, I have come to realise that I'm a hopeless romantic. And I'm so proud of that.
Yeah. it's so frowned upon to be, you know, passionate about stuff, to be passionate about things that girls like, to be passionate about, you know, romance and nerdy shit. And I think it's really lovely to give yourself space to enjoy that and to give the audience space to enjoy that too.
Exactly. And I guess what I'm hoping to come out of it is, you know, you don't have to be a huge Twilight fan to come to the show. You don't have to love Harry Styles, but perhaps they'll watch the show and reflect on what that version is for themselves growing up. And,
I think it's going to be fun, Liv. This sounds pretty special. For anyone who's just tuned in, we're talking to Liv Parker about Werewolves, Vampires and Harry Styles at the New Zealand International Comedy Fest. You're going to be performing later in the month. So that's on the 24th, 25th, 26th and 27th of May.
Yes.
And that's all going to be at the Basement Theatre Studio. It's going to be a great time. Bring your homemade Twilight t-shirts.
Please, I would love nothing more than to see your homemade merch.
Yes, we love to see it. Thank you, Liv, for coming in and chatting with us. Have a fantastic comedy fest and we'll see you at the Basement.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.